Okay, page 160 on the top, 304 at the bottom. Okay, we're at 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 lines in the bottom. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the concept of Hashem, the concept of Elohim. Hashem is revelation, Elohim is concealment. Nevertheless, Alter Rebbe explains Elohim is also Chesed, because without the concealment of Elohim, you would never be able to have any revelations, because it would be too great, it wouldn't be able to happen. And he explains, that's what the Pasuk says, Vashivesa v'yadaita hayayim, you should know today, and put to your heart, Kashem hu Elohim. What does it mean, Hashem hu Elohim? That just like Hashem is a revelation of Chesed, Elohim is also the revelation of Chesed. Why? Because all the attributes of God are one with Hashem. And he says, Imkain, if that's what you understand, Memela Tedu, you'll understand, Sheba Shemayim Mimal, in the heavens above, Vala Aris Mitachas, and in the earth below, Ein Eid, simply it means there's no other God. And Alter Rebbe asked at the beginning of the Shayach of Amunah, why does the Torah have to tell me there's no other God? Of course you can't have another God. There's only one God. What does it mean? Pirush, and Alter Rebbe is saying a phenomenal thing here. Shegam ha'aretz ha'chumrius, even the mundane, coarse earth, sheniris yesh gomur, le'ein kol, that appears to be something, he ayin ve'efes mamish le'gabe ha'kodesh baruch hu, it is nothing compared to Hashem. What the Pasuk is saying is follows. A person has to know that even ba'aretz mitachas, even the earth below, that seems to be a very physical, coarse, mundane, gashmiastika thing, is really non-existent. Because the reality of it is, as he explained before, what is the existence of this table? The power of Hashem that keeps it in existing. Keeps it existing. Not only is the power of Hashem keeping it in existing, but Hashem himself is all over. So what is it? It's the ray of the sun in the sun. The only thing that exists is the sun itself. So therefore, if you look at the world, and you see like this, the word of God that made the table exist is in the table. And that's the existence of the table. Not only is the word of God the existence of the table, but the word of God is like the ray of the sun in the sun. And when you look at the sun, there isn't even a ray. All you have in the sun itself. So what is the existence of the world? Only God. Why? Ki shem Elohim, because the name of Elohim, ein amaylam umetzamsim, does not conceal and limit, ela letachteinim, only for us down here. Not for the world. V'lei legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not as far as Hashem is concerned. Why? Me'acha shahu u'shmei Elohim echad, because Hashem and Elohim are one, so therefore you can't cover yourself with yourself. You can't hide yourself with yourself. Like we learned, if somebody will take their hands and cover their face, like kids do, and say, you can't see me, that's an incorrect statement, because your hand is also you. If you say you can't see my face, that's a true statement, because the hands are covering the face. But if you say you can't see me, my hands are me, just like my face is me. You can't cover yourself with yourself. And therefore, with the griller, the din of a yarmulke is, if somebody's not wearing a yarmulke, and they need to make a bracha, and you're not allowed to make a bracha without wearing a yarmulke, you're not allowed to put your own hand on your head as a covering. Because your head has to be covered. You have to be covered. You can't cover yourself with yourself. If somebody else puts their hand on your head, it is a covering. Because they are not you. So there's something else covering you. But you can't cover yourself with yourself. If Elohim, Hashem hu Elohim, if Hashem and Elohim are all the same thing, then you can't cover yourself with yourself. What is this concept of Elohim? As far as we're concerned, it looks like Hashem is hidden. But the reality is it of it is Hashem Elokim is covering himself, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, with himself. So it's not a real covering. It's real as far as we're concerned. As far as we're concerned, it's real. And that's the greatness of Elokim. Hashem is hiding himself with himself, which is not a real concealment, and yet it looks real. So this is what the Pasuk says. You have to realize Ki Hashem hu Elokim, that Hashem and Elokim are all the same thing. They're all the names of God. They're all one unit. They're all one essence of Elokus. And because of that, Ein Eid, as Al-Treb will explain in a few lines, doesn't mean there is no other God. Ein Eid means there's nothing but God, not even a way. There ain't aid. He quotes the Gemara that says Yehuda va'aid l'kra. Yehuda means the aid is secondary. Ain't aid. Nothing is even secondary to God. The only thing that exists is Hashem Himself. From our perspective, world looks real, but that's not real. That's reality from our perspective. Last week we were learning. When you put water, colorless water, in a red glass, as far as I'm concerned, the water is red. And if I say to somebody, the water is red, I'm not lying. It's a true statement. As far as I'm concerned, for all practical purposes, as far as I'm concerned, the water is red. Either water is colorless. Yeah, that's the reality of the water from the water's perspective. From my perspective, the water is red. So the world is really Elokus. This that the world appears to be something is only because Hashem made it look that way from where we're coming from. But from Hashem's realistic perspective, the only thing that exists is Hashem. Nothing else. The coverings exist, but not realistically. Not as far as Hashem is concerned, because he's covering himself with himself. Correct. And that's why, as far as we're concerned, world does exist. World exists. From Hashem's perspective, the only thing that exists is Elokus.
It really doesn't exist, right?
It does. Is the water in the glass red or not? From my perspective, it is red. Yeah, but what I see is that it's red. That's what the Pasuk says. You're supposed to know and realize that as far as Hashem is concerned, the only thing that exists is Hashem. But so why did Hashem make it look real? So why did Hashem make it look real if it's not? Because Hashem wants that we should take what we think is real world and show that it's really God. Meaning, Hashem took nothing and made it into something. That we should take the something and make it back into nothing. What do you mean nothing? Nothing means it only is Elokus, it's only God. The more nothing something is, the more real existence it is. Why? Because nothing means you bottle to Hashem. If you bottle to Hashem, that's the real existence. They tell a story about two kids grew up together. One ended up in a Chassidish yeshiva, one ended up in a non-Chassidish yeshiva. And many years later they met. And they said, know what's going on. So the Chassid asked the non-Chassid first, know what's going on. says, no, my whole life I'm striving to become a somebody, to become, you know, a gadol, to become somebody great. So the chassid friend says to him, that's funny. My whole life I'm striving to become a nothing. You're striving to become somebody. And my whole life I'm striving to become nobody. There's a famous story, I'm not sure I mentioned it in this class also. They say from the Friedrich Rebbe. I never saw, I heard it. I didn't see it. It's not in the Friedrich Rebbe Sichas. The Friedrich Rebbe once described the difference between a chassid and a misnagid. Thursday night, you know, in the yeshiva world, they stay up late to learn. So, the non-chassid takes out a big fat gemara Thursday night and is learning a whole night, and he's coming up with questions and answers and brainstorms and learning, and it's unbelievable. Comes Friday morning, he was up a whole night learning. Friday morning, he davens with a minyan, you know, and after davening, he goes to eat and continues learning. And that's his Thursday night and Friday. Chassid, Thursday night, takes out a maimer to learn. He starts learning the maimer. He doesn't begin to understand what's going on. Something about Atik and Ak and all the Tzimtzum. He doesn't begin to know. A whole Thursday night, he's learning the maimer, trying to figure something out, and he gets nowhere. Comes Friday morning, he basically wasted a whole night. He didn't learn a thing. He comes, he puts his talis, he goes to the mikveh, he puts his talis on his shoulders, and he's walking back and forth. And he says, I'm so upset, I don't understand the maimer, and I don't know what's going on. Anyway, it just goes on the whole day. A few minutes before Lich Benshin, he realized he didn't daven yet. So he zooms and knocks off the davening in 5 minutes, and gendicked. So after 120 years, they both come up to Shemayim. The chassid and the misnagid come up to Shemayim. So they say, no, misnagid, what did you do with your life? He said, Baruch Hashem, I learned Thursday night, and I daven with a minyan, and I did this and that. They said, okay, Gan Eden. I learned Thursday night, go to Gan Eden. The chassid comes upstairs, no, what's with you? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I wasted the Thursday night, I didn't begin to understand anything. I didn't daven with a minyan. I knocked off the davening in 5 minutes. That's my life story. So they say to him, okay, for you, you have to go to Gehenna. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, I would never exchange that chassidish Gehenna for that misnagdish Gan Eden. So the Eibishter made the world in a way that the world exists, that the Jew shows that the world doesn't exist. That's the concept of Dira B'Tachteinu. In other words, Hashem, there's a pasuk in Shmuel, we say in the Haftarah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Ki Kel Deyos Hashem, the God is the God of Deyos, plural. So it says, what does it mean, God is a God of Deyos, plural? That's the pasuk in Shmuel. It says, what does it mean? So it says, there's Das Elyon and there's Das Tachton. There's Hashem's perspective and there's world perspective. Hashem's perspective is Hashem exists and world doesn't. Meaning all world is an extension of Elokus. World's perspective is that world exists and Hashem is called Yeshmiayin, something from nothing. So Hashem takes Yesh, the real existence of Hashem, and makes it into, Hashem takes the real bittul of Ayin and makes it into Yesh, something that feels to be a separate entity. And what is the role of a Jew in Dira B'Tachteinim? To show that the world is really nothing. What do you mean the world is nothing? All the world is really Elokus. That's the job of Torah Mitzvahs. Huh? Meaning nothing is nothing outside of Hashem. That it's all bottled to Hashem. That's the whole concept of Torah Mitzvahs. What's the concept of Torah Mitzvahs? To show that world is not a contradiction to Elokus. World is Elokus. By Avraham Avinu, it says in the Pasuk, Vayikr Sham in Vayera, it says, Vayikr Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. He called there in the name of God Kel Olam. Now, anybody that knows any Hebrew knows it's Kel Ha'olam. You don't say, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Well, a lot of people do because they swallow the words. But Melech Ha'olam. What does Melech Ha'olam mean? King of the world. What does it mean? Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So Chassidus explains, by Avraham Avinu he accomplished, not that God, Kel Ha'olam means, God of the world means there's a world, and he's the boss. He's the king. Kel Olam means that Olam and Kel is the same thing. That world and God are the same thing. That's what Avraham Avinu accomplished. Vayikra Sham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, that Kel and Olam, world and God, is the same thing. It's the same thing. There's nothing different. So he says, when a person understands Hashem Hu Alekim, Ein Oid, there's not even, again, that this is Alter Rebbe is asking the question. Ein Oid simply means you show God is God in the heavens, but there's no other God. He said, no, that you don't need a pasuk for. Ein Oid means there's nothing but God. Not even in a way of Oid, not even a way of something secondary, inferior, less important, even that doesn't exist. The only thing that exists, Ein Oid Mulvade, what is it? Oh. Ein Oid Mulvade is only God exists. Ein Oid Mulvade means there's nothing but God. And that's the whole thing of Shaarich HaEmunah. The Alter Rebbe is explaining how the world is really Elokus. So he starts explaining. There's in everything in the world there's a power of God that's keeping in existence. So what is the existence of the world? Not the gosh mystical world, the power of Hashem that's in the world. Then he takes it a step further. That's like the person's speech. But it's not the speech that leaves the person. It's the ray of the sun in the sun. Because Hashem's essence is all over. So Hashem's words never left him. So what is it? It's really Hashem himself. So therefore, what is the world? The world is the ray of the sun in the sun. So what exists? Only the sun. Only Hashem. There's a world that looks real. He says, yeah, that comes in the name of Elokim. What is Elokim? A level of Tzimtzum that Hashem makes the world look real, but in reality, it's not real because it's only Elokus. And that's why Ein Eid Mulvadi means there's nothing but God. And he says, Kishem Elokim, seven lines in the bottom. Kishem Elokim, because this name of Elokim Ein amaylam mitstansim, only conceals and limits ala letachteinim for us, v'olei legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for Hashem. The red glass limits the red water only as far as we're concerned, not as far as the water is concerned. The water itself is not red. As far as we're concerned, the water is red. Why? Me'achashu shmei elekim echot. L'chein gam ha'oretz mitachas la'oretz. Therefore, the earth and even below the earth, in ayin ve'efes mamish, are mamish nothing, legabi HaKadosh Baruch Hu compared to Hashem. Ve'in nikras b'shem klal, they're not at all called a name. Afilu b'shem eid, ein eid means it's not even called eid, which means lashon tafel secondary. It's not even secondary. K'maymer Hazal, like it says, Yehuda ve'ed dekra, or like a body. Which is tafel in neshama v'chayi shebesechei. It's like the body is bottled to the neshama, but the body is still existing. By Elokus, it doesn't work like that. Elokus makes the world exist, but the only thing that exists is God. There is no world. There is no body. Only neshama. And the Rebbe explains that the Jew has the ability to reveal that level of godliness in everything. Because that's why Hashem made the world. The purpose of creation is for a Jew to show that the world is really Elokus. Not only that the world is bottled Elokus, secondary Elokus, much more than that. That the world is only Elokus. And this explains, by the way, just in a very practical level. Based on all of this that we're learning now, this whole cop-out excuse that world, and world could mean not people, my own world, my own doings, my own actions, my own things, world cannot not allow a person not to keep mitzvahs. In other words, a person could come along and says, my job doesn't allow me to keep Shabbos. My job doesn't allow me to daven with a minyan. My job world doesn't allow me to do mitzvahs. That's a contradiction of terms. Because the whole reason Hashem made the world is for a Jew to do mitzvahs. So how could world stop a Jew from doing a mitzvah? It can't be. Because why did Hashem make the world? Why did Hashem make the job? For a Jew to serve Hashem. So how can you say the job doesn't allow you to serve Hashem? It's a contradiction of terms. But if a person looks at the world as something separated from God, then you could say, world doesn't allow me to keep mitzvahs. But if the reality of it is that world and Hashem are the same thing, therefore it can't be that world doesn't let you do mitzvahs. It can't be, because world is a lukus. It's a symptom as far as we're concerned. Meaning, it's a cop-out. Yeah, but you can't work going against serving Hashem. Person works in Shabbos. They cheat in business. They don't, because of the business, they don't daven with a minyan. They don't learn. They don't do things that they're supposed to be doing. That means the job is not allowing them to serve Hashem. That can't be. It's only what the person thinks that the job is not allowing him to serve Hashem. The reality of the situation is, not only is the job allowing him to serve Hashem, the job is there to be able to serve Hashem. So it can't be. The only time it could work, when Torah says you're allowed to not do it. When Torah says, because of the job, you don't have to do this or that or whatever, so then it's okay. But otherwise, it's a cop-out. That's because our perspective says that the world contradicts God. But if you say Hashem Hu Alekim, then world not only doesn't contradict God, world is God. And if world is God, so then there's no reason why a Jew can't do mitzvahs. That is the definition of Dira B'Tachtayinim. Because if everything was painted rosy, it wouldn't be worth anything. The greater the challenge that the person has, because an angel which is programmed to do good and does good is worthless. First of all, how do you know they don't suffer? You ever an angel? So what accomplishment is that? What accomplishment is that? On the contrary, when a person has challenges, they reach a greater level than before. And the fact that Hashem gives them the challenges shows that Hashem's giving them the power, other people not. Them the power to overcome that challenge. That's a fact. The greater the challenge, the greater the person is. And by the way, just when the person thinks they can't handle the challenge, that's when God mixes in. When a person finally gets to a level that it's so difficult and so bad and they can't handle it anymore, that's when Hashem... I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example in childbearing. Okay? You know when the baby comes out, just when the mother can't take it anymore. That's when the baby's born. When they can't handle it anymore, that's when the baby's born. And it's all over. As long as they're able to handle it, it's not ready to come yet. these days, because today is a world of bluff. They give painkillers and epidural and all. We're talking in a ray for bluff. A person who has challenges is on a greater level than a person that doesn't. Huh? I spare you the pain.
Wait, okay. So on the one hand, it's... Stop.
No.
Okay, so on the one hand, it's when you can't handle anymore, Hashem steps in. On the other hand, the more money you have, then it also says that the Messiah will go, well, that's understandable. Be taken away from you when you have more amunah. You know what I'm trying to say? No,
what's the amunah?
That Hashem will help and it's not for a reason.
So when do you really believe Hashem will help when you can't handle it yourself anymore?
Well, you have to know that from starting point, you're never alone, you're never handling it by yourself.
Correct. But sometimes, you know when people realize they need help? When they hit rock bottom. Until then, they don't really mean it. Just when they can't handle it anymore, that's when they know they need help. Think about it.